One of the saddest passages in the Gospels, I think, can be found in Mark. We read there the story of the demoniac from the land of the Gadarenes, the poor man seemingly held captive by who knows what. But whatever it was, his life was unbearable. He roamed around on his own among tombs, among things that were dead and held no possibility of life. How many of us have done that? He hurt himself, and who of us don't know somebody who's into self-harm? And he howled. How terrible that must have been. You can hear it coming from the depths of his despair. Then one day along came Jesus, and I guess recognizing goodness and healing personified, he threw himself down at the feet of Jesus. Mark tells us that Jesus attended to it, and the man was free. When the people came back, they saw a man wholly within his own senses. Then it came time to leave, and the man asked to go with Jesus. And this is the part I've always found to be sad. Jesus said no. Instead, he told him to go back home and tell people what God had done for him. Only in my adult years have I seen that decision. It would have cost Jesus a fair bit. In the ordinary human way, I've no doubt that he would have wanted to take that man with him. But sometimes in life, we have to look at the bigger picture for ourselves and others and leave behind what we want for a greater good. A greater good was achieved because when Jesus visited that region again later in the Gospels, the people all came down to meet him, whereas before they'd told him to go. It seems to me that our lives are all we have to tell the never-ending story of what God has done and what we have done with God. As you know, the word eternity, written around Sydney for so many years, was testimony to a terrible life of a man called Arthur, who found God through the preaching of a wonderful pastor and never stopped telling the never-ending story. What message do our lives carry? Is it one of self-centered preoccupation? Is it one that extols the gospel of pride, worldliness, superficiality? Or is it a life that speaks of kindness, understanding, generosity, all the attributes we find and have found in God? Perhaps this week, we all might have a look at our lives and ask ourselves, what story is my life telling? If we ask God what story his life was telling, you would find his life always tells your story.